One of the most famous episodes in this week's parsha, Birkas Yaakov in general, particularly the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, that talks about the entry into Birkas Yaakov. What happens right before? Yaakov Avinu says in the second pasuk, "Gather round, I want to give you brachas." But in the first pasuk, he says, "Gather round, I want to tell you what's going to happen ba'achras hayamim." So there's sort of like a disconnect. He gathers all the sons. Let me tell you, Mashiach is coming. And then he sort of pivots into talking instead about brachas for each one, highlighting the strengths of each one, which is fantastic and incredibly important. What happened to Achras Yamin? So the Gemara said, tells us in Maseches Pesachim, there was a plan A and plan B here. Yaakov Avinu gathered the sons. I want to tell you, Mashiach is coming. The Sealth came in Ruach HaKodesh. They all gather around, and suddenly the Nevuah is snatched away from him, and he's terrified. He's terrified. His first thought, maybe Nimsa Pagam Bechem again. Maybe someone here is not a mammon, someone here doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on the same team. Maybe that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't allowing me at the very end of his life to share this Nevuah of Yemosa Mashiach with his children. Gemara says that his sons all respond, all 12 Shvatim respond to their father Yaakov. No, Shema Yisrael. Yisrael is their father's name. Listen, Abba. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We all believe in our Kadosh Baruch Hu, to which Yaakov Avinu responds for the first Baruch Hashem on record. But a more elaborate one, Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchuson Vod. Baruch Hashem, everyone is, each one of my children is a mammon. Some other reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't allowing me to share this information. From our perspective, 3,500 years later, we can begin to imagine perhaps at least one of the reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Yaakov to share the length of the galus with Klal Yisrael. Imagine, in retrospect, how dispiriting it would have been. How much despair would have caused to have known then, this could be thousands of years before Mashiach might come. So we can begin to understand perhaps why HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have made that decision. It's intriguing, and there's a lot to say about the Gemara. But for now, one point. It's intriguing that Yaakov's first thought, the first Havamina is, maybe one of you is not a mammon. Maybe we're not all on the same team. Shema Eimi Tasi Shalema. Maybe one of my children is not carrying on my Masorah. Huh. Striking that that's the first explanation. So the reason why Yaakov, and Yaakov has been, had sort of this concern of Eimi Tasi Shalema, maybe not all of my descendants are aligned with my Emuna, that's been a concern throughout. It's been a concern throughout, and perhaps in ways that are greater than, that go beyond the concern that any healthy parent has for the physical and spiritual health, well-being of his children. It maybe has something to do with a comment that Rabbi Yehuda Levi makes in the first Mamar of Sefer HaKuzri. Yehuda Levi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Adam, Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly endows Adam with a neshama. He's the first human to be endowed with a neshama and endowed with a of neshama. I don't know exactly what this means, but the psukim describes it as some sort of very direct connectedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu pouring that neshama into Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, as a result, has what the Kuzri calls a skula elokis, a special divine spark, a particularly powerful connection, a particularly easy access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Adam passes it down the line, from person to person. Adam passes it to Chase, it goes down the line, not clear in the Kuzri if he means every single child on that genealogy, Adam, Chase, Enosh, Canaan, or does it maybe skip generations, but certainly it goes to Chase and it goes further down to Chanoch, to Mesushalach, to Noach, to Shem, to Aver, makes its way down, going from person to person, makes its way down to Avram Avinu, who passes it specifically and only to Yitzchak, who passes it specifically and only to Yaakov. Yaakov is a transition figure. Yaakov is the pivot. Yaakov is the next step. Because Yaakov is the one who, instead of passing it one to one, passes it one to all. All of his children have the skula elokis. And why is that so significant? I know, because more people have the skula elokis. Yehuda Levi says, now we're ready to build a nation. You can't build a nation from individuals only. You're going to build a nation with building blocks of families. So once we sort of things have pivoted, now we're ready for the curtain to fall on Sefer Bereishis and the curtain to rise on Sefer Shmos. Now we're ready for the beginning of the story, not just of individual people who are connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avos, but Am Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu understood that he had a mission. He understood that he had this unique role of making that switch, and that's perhaps why, to the very end, to the last day of his life, this is on his mind. Mitasi Shlema, Ein Mitasi Shlema. And he sees something not going right, maybe that's what it's about. Because he felt a sense of mission, he felt a sense of, we're going to make this transition, and I need to make sure to make that transition right.